Blog Talk Radio.
I want to live eternal life, God save my soul.
I want to live eternal life. God is my good. Eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God is my food. I want to live eternal life. God is my soul. Eternal life. You want to live eternal life. God save your soul. I want to live eternal life. God save eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God is my soul. I want to live eternal life. God is my soul. Oh, where do you want to live eternal life?
In heaven.
Yeah, in heaven. My heavenly home, how beautiful. My heavenly, how beautiful. My home on earth is beautiful, but out of heaven is how beautiful. My heavenly. Oh, my beautiful, my heavenly home, my beautiful. My whole body is beautiful, but out of heaven is my beautiful. My heavenly home, my beautiful. My heavenly home, my beautiful. My whole body is beautiful, but out of heaven is my beautiful. My heavenly home, my beautiful. My heavenly home, how beautiful. My home on earth is beautiful, but out of heaven is more beautiful. That's your home. Your home, your real home is heaven. Yes, when you receive your Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are spending eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. But when you reject Jesus, then you will be living in hell for millions of years. You don't have to live that way. You need to follow Jesus to the kingdom of God. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven shall be your home. On the day of judgment, where will your house be? Heaven will be my home. Will that be your story too? Will heaven be your home? Some people, they are just in this world. They don't know where they are going. When they die now, they don't know. You know, COVID-19, people dying left and right, front and back. You know, if you don't know where you are going, it's a terrible situation. You need to know where you are going to. There must be a destination. Where will you spend your eternity? That's our topic today. And our text is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 16. Holy Spirit, interpret your word to your people. Holy Spirit, speak through me to your people. And let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we need to know where we are going when we leave this earth. It's not enough to go to church and come back. We need to know the truth, and the truth sets us free. Hallelujah. Yes, our topic is, where will you spend eternity? It is the greatest question of all time. Eternity. You are born to live forever. Yes, you are born to live forever. How many years you will live on earth depends on you and God. Some people live for 50 years, some people live for 90 years, 100 years. But when you finally have lived and have died, yes, of course, everybody is going to die. So we're not going to run away from that. I know some people don't like that. They don't like talking about that type of, you know, but the truth is that everyone must die one day. Scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. You can't escape that. No. Nobody is escaping that. Everyone is going to leave this earth and will be going to a direction. Where will you go? Is what we are talking about now. So it's very, very important. Anybody you know anywhere in the world, call them, email them, text them to get on, the internet and get this message, because what you are going to hear now will determine where you will go when you leave this earth. This is very important. Yes. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 15, from verse 19 to 31. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, from verse 19 to 31, is the story of Lazarus and the rich man. It's a very popular story. We all know it's about Lazarus and the rich man in the Bible. And Jesus was using all these parables to teach, to make us know about the kingdom of God, heaven, and what it is. In this story, you find that in Luke 15, Luke chapter 15, verse 19 to 31, there are two persons there, the rich man and Lazarus. Very important. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 19 to 31. There are two persons there, the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was so rich that he had everything to himself. He was rich, of course. There's no sin in being rich. God is not against you being rich. Oh, yes. Of course. In the Bible, people were rich. Abraham was rich. Job was rich. And even Jesus Christ was not a poor person. He was feeding the poor and the hungry. He had disciples, took care of people. He was happy, you know. And there's nothing wrong with being rich. The rich man lived without Christ. He lived without God. He didn't reverence God. He didn't worship God. He didn't serve God. He didn't become a Christian. He didn't repent. He didn't give his life to Jesus. He didn't turn away from sin and evil. So he lived to himself. And then Lazarus, from all indications, shows that though he was poor, he reverenced God. He lived for Jesus. He lived for God. He followed the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And he will come before the rich man and looking for food to eat, he will eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. The rich man with all his wives, they will be making mockery of Lazarus and made mockery of him. Where is the God your son? Where is the Jesus? Where is, you know, all kind of things which people do today. But Lazarus didn't care. He just lived his life for God. And the scripture says that both of them died. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 21. Both of them died. Lazarus died, and the rich man also died. And then the scripture talks about Lazarus first. So when Lazarus died, the angels came and carried his spirit into heaven, into the kingdom of God, to be with Jesus at the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. When you leave this earth, may the angels of God take you into the heavenly, into the glory to be with Jesus forever and ever. We read the book of Revelation and talk about the streets of heaven, the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. Jesus, my Savior, and I will walk in the golden gate. I will walk
is very difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. What does that mean? You are loving your riches more than Christ. You don't love God enough. You are thinking of your wealth and your riches and your the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. That's what Jesus meant. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. That's what Jesus is trying to say there. But what do we see today? People are seeking the worldly things, the wealth and the riches of this world. They will die and leave all of them. I was looking through the news. They were talking about the richest man on earth, the richest woman on earth, the richest black man on earth, the richest this person. And I was reading all those nonsense. You are going to die and leave those things behind. You don't own anything. Hey, you're going to leave everything behind. It is what you do for God that shall remain. Now, this is very serious. It is what you will do for God that will remain. What are we going to do for God? Are you supporting the gospel of Jesus Christ? You are seeking rich and you are hoarding money away. All you want is, you want to be called a billionaire. I mean, trillionaire. I have billions. I have trillions. I have wealth and riches. And you are not doing anything for the kingdom of God. Perish with your money. Perish with your money. God is not looking for you. It is what you do for God that will remain. You need to go and support the work of God everywhere. Oh, go to the church. Go to the evangelist. Go to the pastor, the reverend, the bishop, the archbishop. Go to the servants of, give them money. Give money to the work of God. Put money in the church. Put money in the ministry. Put money. Let the work of God go on. Whether God will not reward you with salvation, kingdom of God. How come that stacking wealth and riches? You want to be called trillionaire. I'm a billionaire. I'm a trillionaire. They may die and go to hell with all those nasty riches. They are not going anywhere with them. They are going to leave them here and other people will eat them up. See? But when you sow in the kingdom of God, when you give to the work of God, and the work of God is moving and prospering on earth, God will never forget you. Salvation will be your portion. When you have Christ, you have the things of God, you have, I know a lot of rich Christians who are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, heavenly minded, kingdom minded people. Oh, yes, that's what it should be. Kingdom minded, your wealth and your riches is for the work of the Lord. Why will you hold wealth and keep riches and keep them away in bags and get up there and the work of God, and then you say you are going to hell. That's what Jesus meant. So it's very difficult for a rich person to go into the kingdom of God because you did not have Christ as the main focus of your wealth. Your wealth was for prostitutes, your wealth was for cinema, for drinking and partying and eating and drinking like the days of Noah until the water judgment came and carried all of them away. You need to repent of your evil today and give your life to Jesus and let him be your Lord and personal Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you? It is that gain the whole world and suffer the least of the soul in hellfire. Why did this man was in hellfire? Lazarus was enjoying with Jesus. Hallelujah. The greatest salvation in this world is the salvation of your soul. Your soul is salvation. That's the greatest thing on earth. The greatest thing in all my life is love and him. The greatest thing in all my life is love and him. I wanna love him more. I wanna love him more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. Yes, Jesus. The greatest thing in your life is knowing him. I want to know him more. I want to love him more. Greatest thing in all my life is loving. The greatest thing in all our life is loving you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. The greatest thing in all our life is loving you. Oh, yes, I want to love you more. I want to love him more. The greatest thing in all our lives is loving him. So you should love the Lord as God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love him more than every other thing. Knowing him. Apostle Paul said that I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. That's all this one is all about. The rich man was in hell, crying and languishing and suffering in hell fire. The fires are burning him 24/7. The demons are eating him up. The worms are biting him. And Lazarus, oh dear Lazarus, he was having a good time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Over there, fellowshipping with the saints of God, and just worshiping God. I don't miss heaven, no. If you miss heaven, it is the worst thing that ever happened to you. If you miss heaven, if you miss the kingdom of God, it is the worst thing that ever happened to you. Oh, yeah, because that's it. The whole of your life is going to end in hellfire for millions and millions and billions and trillions of years. You're going to be burning there. And nobody's going to take you out of that place. You're going to be there forever and ever. It is a very serious matter. Very serious matter. This is no joke. We are not joking. We're talking about eternal life. Where will you live when you leave this earth? Where will you go? When you leave this world, is a very important topic. And I want you to think about it, and you need to get answers. Lazarus was with Jesus, with heaven, and glorifying God, and watching the priests of God, and beautiful heaven as described in the book of Revelation. And everything, there is no night there is no accident there is no rioting, there is no racial discrimination, there is no trouble there is no hospital. Everybody just glorifying God and just worshiping God. Some time ago, somebody told me, he said, the most beautiful city on earth is Paris. I said, yes, but heaven is more beautiful than Paris. Oh, go and read the book of Revelation. It's describing the streets of gold and all these places in heaven. And when people catch a glimpse of heaven, they don't want to come back here. They are listening to people who testify of God enabling them to catch a glimpse of heaven, the soil, the experiences. They were there, and they have testimony. Testimony. Living testimony of the kingdom of God. How it looks like, and what it looks like, they describe it. There was a Christian sister who was serving God faithfully. She married a woman with her husband, and she had an experience. Her spirit left her body, and she was translated into the heaven. No, Apostle Paul had this experience too. Then John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, had this experience, and several others. Her spirit was translated into the heavenly, but her body was down here. And while there, Jesus welcomed her. She was, and the Lord told her to look down. Then she looked down. As she looked down, she saw her body in the air. The saints of God gathered her body. The apostle of her church was praying over her body that she should come back. Come back to life. Come back to life. The apostle was praying. So Jesus told her, I said, well, you are welcome, but your time to be here is not right now. You still have a lot of work to do on earth. They need you over there. And your time is not up yet for you to come over here to heaven. So you got to go back. So Jesus waved his hand, and her spirit left heaven and came back into her body, and she woke up. When he woke up, he was angry. He was angry, and he slapped the pastors and the apostles that were praying for her. She killed them. Why did you call me back here? I was already with Jesus Christ. I was already experiencing heaven. It was glorious. He started describing the heaven, the kingdom of God. And it was very beautiful experience. John Wesley and several of them, God opportuned them to have a glimpse of heaven. And when they come back here, it's never the same. They feel like going to hell. I feel like traveling home. I feel like traveling home. My home in heaven is bright and fair. I feel like traveling home. That's Evangelist Jimmy Swagger. I feel like traveling home. I feel like traveling home. My home in heaven is bright and fair. I feel like traveling home. Oh, yes. Sometimes it feels like that. Well, what are we doing? This world full of hatred, people killing each other, killing themselves. No law, it's racism, it's slave trade, it's war, it's fighting, it's killing, it's destruction of life and property. What are we doing here? Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Then the trumpets are sound and the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up to be with the Lord. Don't miss the rapture. When the trumpets sound, the saints are gone. And if you are not intent with God, you will be left here. You go through 7 years of great tribulation. That's not good. The beast, the man of sin, the false prophet, the 666 man, is going to appear, the Antichrist, and they're going to say, we want to bring solution to the problems of this earth. We are one world government, one world church, one world. And what they call one world is light and darkness back together. He put Satan and Jesus Christ in the same hall. There's something like that. What has Christ to do with the light? What has darkness to do with light? No. If you are for Christ, be for Christ. If you are for Belial, be for Belial. And all these things they are doing now shows that the end is come. Oh, yes. They want to give you 666. They put it in your system. They want to give you things for your body. They want to keep your body and all these things. They are preparing for the Antichrist. But by the grace of God, we shall not be victims of those things. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have signed for Jesus and we are going with Jesus. No, that's what it is. Where will you spend eternity? And then, of course, there are two passages there. The second passage is about the rich ruler in Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 12. Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 10, talks about the rich ruler who came to Jesus and he said he had kept the Ten Commandments and everything, and yet he was not saved. So, what should I do to be saved? Story of the rich ruler in Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 10. Jesus said, go and sell all your property, sell everything, and give to the poor. The man was angry. What? I want to store wealth for myself and my family to come. And then you are telling me to sell my things and give to the poor, and then I will be saved. What Jesus is trying to tell him is, look, all these wealth and houses and buildings and estates and airplanes and cars and all these beautiful things, they are going to die and leave. What will be important is what you have done on earth. What you are doing for kingdom, say kingdom of time. What are you doing for the kingdom of God? Some people, all they want to talk about is they are going to church. Yes, you're going to go. Everybody goes to church. But going to church alone is not what God saved you. You are saved to be a blessing to the body of Christ. You are saved to work for God. Do things for the kingdom. Faith. You are not saved to heap wealth and riches and hide any bad here and there, and you are not doing anything for the kingdom of God. You are not doing anything. You just want to be called a billionaire, a trillionaire, a multi-billionaire, multi-billionaire. When I read those things the other day, the richest man on earth is this. The second richest person is this. The third richest person on earth is this. Perish with your wealth. Perish! I said, perish with your wealth. God doesn't need you. Oh, yes. That's wickedness. It's selfishness and greed. If all you are thinking about is to heap wealth and riches, it's bad. Just for you to be called a billionaire, the richest man on earth, you are a fool. You are an idiot. You have no sense. Die and leave this earth. Leave all those wealth and riches for others to take. Take it. All you are thinking about is how to heap wealth, put them in bank accounts and hide them in banks and just have estates and buildings, buy every place, and that is all you are thinking about. You are a useless person. That's what Jesus meant. He told the rich man, he said, go and sell those things and help the poor and the needy. And that is very important. Jesus said 4,000 on one occasion, on another occasion, he said 5,000. And Jesus was always helping the poor and the needy. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ. God is love. How come you can't even love people enough to help them and be a blessing to humanity and to mankind? All you are thinking about is riches, is bank accounts and wealth. You will die. You will leave those things and you will go to hellfire where you will be suffering because you didn't contribute anything to the kingdom of God. You are not doing anything for the kingdom of God. You are not perish with your, that's what Peter said. Peter said, perish with your words. I mean, we don't need you. God is calling, God is begging you. No. God is not begging anybody. Don't want to do for God, go and start Satan. And let Satan take you to hell fire. You know, it's high time we speak the truth and nothing but truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through Christ. I pray today that you will begin to think about eternity, eternal life, and how we get. Because any moment from now, anybody can die. Okay, see the COVID-19 now. The whole thing is coming back again. And people are started dying all over the place. Look at the news now. Go and look at the news. People are just dying left and right. You can't even stop it. Doctors cannot, hospitals cannot stop. Nobody can stop it. Are you ready for eternity? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? Eternity is around the corner. You will soon leave this earth. Where will you be going? What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world? That is why God gave me this message to for you to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free and free. What you should be thinking about is heaven. So if you then be reason with Christ, speak those things which are above. As Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, speak those things that are above. Yes, Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, speak those things that are above. How do you? You don't seek heaven. You don't, you're not doing anything about the kingdom of God. You are not helping the world. You are not, you are just keeping wealth and riches. Die and go to test fire with us. For time for Lazarus, the man who tested the Lord and watched the Lord, even though he was poor, he loved Jesus, he loved God. And the Bible says that when he died, he went straight into the kingdom of God, the angels of God, the kingdom of God. That be your story today. You love God. We love to serve God and do things for the kingdom and do things for heaven. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will interpret this message to you because this is very important. Tell you of all the sermons I've preached in my life as a preacher in 1977 is today. This is the real message God gave me. And I thank God that we are thinking about heaven. We are thinking about the kingdom of God. I thank God that we shall seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness so that other things can be added. And serving God with your life is what it's all about. Apostle Paul in Galatians says to live is for Christ, but to die is gain. When you live, you are living for Jesus, for kingdom's sake. When you die, it gains to you because you have left the dirty world, you are now in heaven. But now that you are here on earth, you should live for Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let go of me, thy Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come with me, thy Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Do you live for Jesus day after day? To live for Jesus. Let someone may thy only feeling. You will obey. You live for Jesus day after day. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who has heard this message, wherever they are in any part of the world. I pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you open up your heart. Let Jesus come in and dwell in you and speak in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes, that you will be kingdom-minded, that God will use you to do his work right here on earth. You will not be selfish and greedy. You will not be thinking about wealth and riches for yourself and amassing wealth for nothing's sake. You think about the kingdom of God, think about heaven, the work of God, to support the work of God so that what you did for God will begin to speak for you. That is the story of Lucas in the Bible and after apostles. When he died, because of her good works, God recommended her. And so on and so forth. What have you done for the kingdom? What have you done for God to reward you, taking wealth and riches for himself? Nonsense. Totally. Don't need it. Only Jesus, the narrow way that leads eternal life. I pray God to bless you. And thank you for listening. Please forward this message to as many people you know all over the world. That they will know the truth, and the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Thank you all. God bless you abundantly. This is the All Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Lampard, Maryland. My wife, Reverend Dr. Felicia Biokoro, we stand and praise God. And we pray God to bless you and your family wherever you are in the name of Jesus. You will not go to hellfire. Come into the kingdom of God. And so you must seek yourself the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So all that things will be added unto you. Feel free to email us, ourofmiraclestv@juno.com. ourofmiraclestv@juno.com. You can also reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, or you can reach us on 202-460-7110. God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. On the day of judgment, heaven will be mine. Oh, on the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. Oh, on the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. On the day of judgment, heaven will be my home. My home on earth is beautiful, but out of heaven is more beautiful. My home in heaven, how beautiful.